Sweetheart, what is it? Yes, everything is fine. Yes, the baby's fine. No, I was counting the kicks, not the contractions. Those haven't started yet. Of course, I'm sure. Trust me, the second that I go into labor, you will be the first person to know. Come here and sit down with me. Give me your hands. Why are they so cold? Oh, it's me that's warm. Well, that's probably true. I'm baking like an oven with this baby here. Now listen. Everything is going to be okay. You've been amazing through all of this. Holding my hair back during the morning sickness, going to all the appointments and birthing classes with me, reading all the books and putting together the crib and the toys. Yes, and even waking up at 3 a.m. to get me ice cream and tacos. We're as prepared as we're ever going to be. As my parents have told me multiple times, kids do not come with an instruction manual. After Alice is born, some things we're just going to have to figure out as we go. I have faith in you, though. I have faith in us, together. Remember when I told you I was ready to have a baby? Yeah, I woke you up with my crying. But I was so excited. And I seem to remember you enjoying that time as much as I did. All those weeks of taking test after test. And at one point, just getting frustrated and worried that it wouldn't happen at all. Then that amazing day came. I screamed so loud when I saw that pink line. I'm pretty sure they could hear me on the other side of the country. Can you believe we're so close to the finish line? Yes, we're on the home stretch. Exactly. But still, we've got so far to go. The birth, it's just the beginning. After the nappies and the middle of the night feedings, there's toilet training and the first day of school. Birthday parties and sleepovers, many family photos where we all dress up in the same outfit, excursions, fundraisers, first dates, heartbreaks too, then graduation, and maybe weddings and grandkids. You're right, I'm definitely getting ahead of myself. It just feels so surreal. There is a baby in my stomach right now, and in the blink of an eye, they'll be an adult with their own life. Any day now, there will be three of us here. This is the last time it's just us. The last time our home is going to be this quiet. Everything's going to be changing. Right now, it's still hard to imagine life with another person in it. But soon, we won't be able to imagine life without them. I'm fine. That was less of a kick and more of a punch. Quick, feel my stomach. And of course, they stop when I try to get you to feel them. I'll try to poke the baby out. Come on, kid. Move just a little bit for mummy. Oh, there it is. Did you feel how hard that was? Yeah? Oh, this kid is so ready to be born. And as much as I'm ready not to be carrying around an extra 4 kilo bowling ball in my stomach every day, I think I'm gonna miss this. I always know when they wake up and when they're asleep because I feel it. It's like we're synchronized. After the birth, it'll be a guessing game of which cry means what. But I suppose that's a decent trade-off compared to having 8 bathroom trips per night. And your mum is able to come up for a few weeks to help out. Then my family will be coming in a few months. Ugh, lives are going to be so busy. But I'm so glad I'll have you holding my hand through all of this. Hopefully I don't literally crush it giving birth. Can I apologize in advance for all the mean things I might say to you during labor? Oh, don't be that way. You know, neither of us will remember it for very long. As soon as we see this baby, everything else will melt away. All the pain and discomfort will vanish. And then we can start planning for the next one. I'm kidding. It's going to be a long time before that. But if you could see the look on your face right now. Now help me up off the couch. This is one other thing I won't miss about pregnancy. Needing help with basic tasks because this giant belly gets in the way. Do you know what time it is? You don't? Well, I think it's ice cream and taco time. I want us to go together. Plus, this could be the last time we can leave the house without a car seat and stroller. What if I go into labor in the middle of the store? Well, we've taken the classes and read the books, so I'm sure we'll be okay until the ambulance arrives. Honey, okay, I promise not to go into labor until I'm at home or near a hospital. Let's go already. The tacos and ice cream aren't going to eat themselves. You don't have to worry so much. We're going to be great parents.